Welcome. I bought my first Zigbee socket, taking advantage of the fact that there were promotions on Ollie. It came out to about 1050 Zwati, exactly at this seller. Today, it came to me with the rest of the Shpeju, and I would not be myself if I did not start by taking it apart and see what is inside. And it is, well, judge for yourself. A protective cable from the pin. Capacitors on the low voltage side. 470 microfarads, 10 volts. Where is the stabilizer from 5 volts to 3.3 volts? And it doesn't. It is likely that the BP2525 inverter chip is set to 3.3 volt mode, and the relay itself is on 3 volts instead of 5 volts. The Zigbee module itself is also quite mysterious. Only the BL0937 chip from Energy Measurement Standard. When I saw this, my first thought was, this cannot work well. And I was right. After adding it to Zigbee 2MQTT and displaying the model description, it turned out a lot of people report that the socket automatically shuts down. The socket doesn't automatically report indications of voltage, current. That's why they did a polling every 60 seconds. Default. You can change this time or turn it off completely. More here. I took a quick measurement with a watt meter. The switched off socket draws about 0.1 watts, while the switched on one draws 0.7 watts. Something a lot this 3-volt relay draws. I'll now leave the socket on for a couple of days and see if it switches itself off. I think these switch-off problems, if they occur, are from an unstable power supply. Edit. I'm also throwing in a photo of the thermal imaging about 40 minutes after switching it on. There is no tragedy.